This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And then the Blazers are indeed signing someone.
Yeah. Go ahead. Brace yourselves. Buckle up.
Jalen Adams is going to be signed to replace Trevor Ariza. Yeah. Wait. Who's Jalen Adams?
It's not breaking news, dude.
Actually, it is.
My first thought was, who?
Yeah, it is breaking news.
Second thought is, who?
It happened 2 minutes ago. Woj had it.
Never heard of him.
Let's see here.
He's the runner-up G League MVP.
Guys, move on.
And he was with Wisconsin.
Whoa. Wait, runner-up? He couldn't even win the MVP in the G League?
Well, I mean, nope. Wouldn't this... couldn't you say you got the second best player in the G League?
Yeah, but not the first?
I don't know who the first is.
I mean, whose standards are these?
I don't know. But apparently you've got someone and he's going to be a
star. I want the G League MVP, Dan.
I don't know who that is.
Let's go get him. I'm going to find out.
I'm looking here where he played. He played at St. Bonaventure. He was a Bonnie.
By the way, I absolutely love that Woj always has the Blazer news, and it's usually really small Blazer news, but it's always like breaking.
Yeah.
Really good player. It's like, okay.
Hey, he did play.
There's that relationship with Olshay. Yeah.
He spent part of the 2018-2019 season with the Atlanta Hawks, and he played 12 minutes per game.
Oh, damn. You know who was the MVP?
Who?
Frank Mason, the little guard from Kansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went out there.
Who did he sign with?
Well, he was with the Kings. Like, he played. Frank Mason actually looked pretty good in the NBA, and then he just kind of bounced back and forth, but I don't know if he signed anywhere, but he won the MVP down there with the Wisconsin team.
This Jalen cat in...
They were both on the Wisconsin team?
Yeah.
Because didn't this say that Jalen Adams was on Wisconsin?
He was with Wisconsin, whatever.
What a juggernaut.
He averaged 3 points, one board, and one assist over his 34 games.
I love that
with
assist.
The Hawks.
They're going to need that assist.
Yeah. Well, actually, to be fair...
I love that.
Those 3 points, too.
I shortchanged him. That's 1.9 assists.
Oh.
You might as well round that up to 2.
I'm just going to round that up to 2.
So we get an extra assist.
If you're being generous, round it up to 3. Why
an
not?
An extra assist, yes.
Okay.
But the points, we can't round. 3.2, we can't round it up to 4. We're going to have to stay at 3.
You can do whatever you want.
He did start a game, though, so that provides crucial game experience. He's got that one start underneath his belt.
Blazers are going for it.
Well, clearly. I mean, not going to miss Ariza beat.
Well,
Well, we wondered if they were going to sign, and they signed someone.
Yeah. Well, they did sign someone.
I mean,
none of them may play, so.
That's.
Including Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I think Lillard's going to play. Now, the over-under on Jalen Adams here playing.
No, I'm saying if the league doesn't play, Damian Lillard ain't playing.
Oh, well, that's true. The league will play. I don't know if it'll finish, but the league's going
to
play.
Who's more likely to start? Probably NBA, right?
NBA will start
because they've got the bubble thing.
They got the bubble, and there's way too much invested.
They're
going to
get that thing started.
They will at least get it started. We don't know if it'll finish it. Major League Baseball is trying to do the, you know, oh, we'll play in our own stadiums, and we're going to have limited travel, and, you know, guys can come and go. That thing is ripe for disaster. The NHL and the NBA, at least in the bubble, if they can follow protocol, the bubble call, let's say, one would assume that you could keep this thing on the rails. The idea that you can have fans like the NFL is trying to do, or college football and Major League Baseball playing in their home stadiums with travel, that is way more of a long shot.
Yeah,
whereas
it's
the,
funny.
The NHL and NBA have it.
It's funny how all these leagues are handling this. Like, the NBA went to great lengths to put something together with all of these protocols and this bubble format. Baseball is kind of in between, and then the NFL It's like, yeah, we feel like we're going to play with 75,000 fans out there.
Well, it's,
why not?
Yeah, Gene Smith, who's the Ohio State AD, he I swear to God, I heard this in an interview with him. He said that what he hopes is that the 6 feet guideline gets shrunken down because he wants to get 50,000 people in. And so he's trying to get the 6 foot down to like maybe 3 feet so you could just have one seat in between people. He's just looking to change the whole thing.
And isn't the 6 foot thing like already kind of the lowest it can go?
Yes, people are saying this should be more like 9 to 12 feet. And Gene's up there being like, well, guys, what do we feel about a 3 footer? Huh? Look, I've missed 3 foot putts, and so I feel like that's a crucial distance.
Is it 6 feet from person to person, or can we add shoulder width as part of that?
Yeah. What if they're masked up?
Is it just mouth to mouth 6 feet?
I just know that Gene's looking at that $50 million in lost revenue if there's no fans at the shoe.
Here's a question. If everyone in the stadium, a packed football stadium, is masked up.
Masked up? What, huh?
Are they? Is it as loud?
Yeah,
well,
as loud, no. Well, it'd still be loud.
I'm sure it's loud, but I'm assuming it's slightly muffled. But
so the answer is no.
But here's the thing.
Instead of it being like, it would be like.
I would like to ask this question to you.
Did that sound any different?
If you got 50,000 yes. drunkards that show up to an Ohio State game, and that's not true. 30,000 of those are going to be
100,000 drunkards.
50,000 people show up. Are we going to assume that 20 to 25,000 are, we're well lubricated, right? It's Ohio. Wisconsin, okay. That number would be like 75%.
Okay.
How many of them over the course of a game, and let's also remember that this is Columbus in August or September, going to be a little steamy, going to be a little warm. How many of them are keeping their mask on 30% of the time?
Oh, the second that under-nose sweat starts from the mask,
that thing's off.
That's off immediately.
You got the beer flowing. You got a dog being shoved in your face. There is zero chance that mask is staying on for even a quarter of that football
game. In fact, the mask that may have COVID germs in it could be thrown across the stands to somebody else. And then maybe they share the germs.
What if they make them all put on those... You remember, like, the Lions fans used to have, like, the paper bags over their heads?
Yeah.
What if everybody wore those?
I think, again, that would probably be somewhat effective, but, again, very hot and steamy. You know, the Midwest, you're from the Midwest. You can attest to this. Very hot, very humid. And I just... That is true. I can't imagine that mask is going to go over well.
All right, well, I'll get to Oregon signing news tomorrow, but here's a hint. He's 14 years old.
Oh.
So.
Seems a little young.
But he's the next big thing.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.